Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. After the audio, join us on our new prayer platform, Turning Point Prayer Hub, securing and commanding your day via the YouTube and Facebook platform, 6:30 to 7 a.m. daily. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, from wherever you are, fine. If you cannot, as a result of time differential, nothing lost. But as soon as you wake up in your country in the morning, visit our social media platform. Sing the song we sang, pray the prayer we pray over the day, make the prophecy we made, then make the sacrifice. If you are consistent, everything will turn around. Welcome also to Saturday, the 8th day in November. As we said, days are very significant. 8 is God's number that represents a new beginning. Yes, a new beginning for you. It marks a new start. I pray for you. By the power of God, your new things shall start in the new realm, in the realm of the Spirit. May today be your new beginning. No matter how far you have risen in life, you are still going to go higher. Do this. Take a step forward. Let me use it to pray. Step into a new beginning. Take another step forward. This is prophetic. Step into a new chapter of life. Now let's do this. Let's do this. As I make this following declaration and pronouncement, be saying the word pass away. Pass away. And as you say pass away, wave your right hand across your head as if chasing away a fly or a mosquito and be saying pass away. Are you ready? Oh, sicknesses and diseases, answer me, pass away. Each time, roll your hand across your head. Oh, failures, answer, pass away. Roll your hand as well. Oh, disappointment, let me hear you say pass away. Oh, struggles, oh, delays, oh, pains, oh, battles, oh, shame, oh, fears, oh, debts, oh, struggles, oh, limitations, oh, habits, old burdens, old tears, old afflictions, old yokes, old memories of failures, old cycles of delay, old season of stagnation. Shout, pass away 8 times. Yes, yes, shout it. Yes, receive new strength, new glory, new favor, and new testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen and receive it. Wow, I send virtues entering everybody as we are making that prayers. It will have been so. Your career and your life shall be different. I am under a very heavy anointing and inspiration today as I say these things into your life. Please play back today's declaration prayer of pass away daily for the next 7 days and claim those promises and shout pass away. Something new will be happening in your life. November 8th, born people, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will grow old gracefully. You will mark November 8th every year in good health, in progress, and prosperity. Happy birthday. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF family members. A lady of 27 years is in a relationship with a 35-year-old man, but the parent of the lady said she can't marry the man because he's not from their tribe. And because of the vision, the lady's father said he saw. But both the lady and the man are really in love. And I've been praying for the parents to have a change of mind. This is the third man the lady's father will be rejecting due to one trivial issue or the other. What's your take on this, sir? Wow, this is one of the challenges of tribal sentiment and difference in culture. You know, the idea of prejudices against one tribe or the other. It plays out in every area of our life. I counsel the two of them, especially the lady, to look for close friends and associates of his father, those voices his father can respect, to help persuade and disabuse his mind, why the two should engage in serious warfare prayers. I have seen many instances where the reluctance of the parents scuttled their daughter's marital destiny, and their daughters never got married. I've also seen cases where, after much prayer and persuasion, they later agreed. But at 27 and 35, after all said and done, the lady's parents still will not agree. They should part way. Each one of them should look for someone else to marry. There can be no acceptable marriage where without parental consent and blessings. It may appear painful, but that is what it is. Next, good afternoon, Daddy Femi Emmanuel, and thank you for all you do. Sir, please, for someone like me that has entered into many debt already because of borrowing before joining TPGF, how do I come out of debt? Because my salary is being deducted for loans and I have no business running. Wow, this is the outcome of having no guide, no teacher, no mentor on time. You must never start a business by borrowing money to pay or taking a loan. No, business should start with one's savings and financial gift, if you have that, with no interest or even payback. I'm glad you said before joining TPGF, because this is one of our core issues or teaching here. What to do? Prayers, warfare prayers for either debt forgiveness, debt reduction, or a miraculous provision for you to pay off the debt. That is very, very important, to pay off the debt. Or if that is not happening on time, look for things to dispose of, your non-essential personal materials or property. Sell them off to pay the debt. No one should live in debt. It brings tension, stress, no rest of mind. It can cause high blood pressure and even premature death. It derails life and destiny. Listeners, don't go into debt for whatever reason. Work hard and live within your means. Follow our teachings on how to be rich and wealthy. I even wrote a whole book on it. Send for my book on it. Make an SMS, a chat, or a call to our book officer on +234 805 6434 758. Get the book. Romans chapter 13 verse 8 says, owe no man anything. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 also says, be a lender and not a borrower. Stop borrowing. Those who go are borrowing also go are sorrowing. Next, I'm a marriage counselor in my church. A sister who is 40 wants to get married to a brother who is 30. Is it right? And what is your take on this, sir? Wow. No doubt the sister in question is under desperation to marry because of her age and, of course, pressure from parents and other people. 10 years different is much. However, it depends on the two of them. If the brother can scale up, not feeling inferior or intimidated by the sister's age, and if the sister can scale down, be humble and be submissive despite the difference of age between them, then it can work. But the two conditions that I gave now are not easy, especially after marriage. Marriage brings the best or the worst out of the two persons involved. So counsel them to consider what I've just said now very carefully before going further. Listeners with personal experience on this area, please talk to us. Send your contributions to +234 809 789 4000. Within the next 24 hours, I will read it out. Listeners, rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us for our YouTube and Facebook, 6:30 to 7 a.m., and our prayer hub, as I have said. But for those that are not on social media, hold your communion and let me bless your communion so that you can eat. Those on social media will join for communion 6:30 to 7. I pronounce your communion blessed, the flesh and the blood. Eat and drink. You are healed in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Firstborn and Sons program we started yesterday continues this morning at Living Spring Chapel, Island Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, by 8 a.m. Tomorrow it will also be 8 a.m. combined. Please don't compromise your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, and put your business under tithe, as I have taught us. those that are doing the 11-11-11 special seed, 11,111 naira, 11 kobo or less, according to your capacity. And those doing 111,111 naira, 11 kobo, do so. And those in diaspora do equivalent in the country where you are. You cannot do that for nothing. I pray for everybody today. God's glory and strength shall be on you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.